In less than 2 minutes Monday evening, council debated a staff recommendation and unanimously passed a motion to authorize temporary borrowing, as requested in a staff memo and draft by law. Reporting mechanism not specified. In her absence, the deputy treasurer's report was delivered at Monday's council meeting by interim Sao Rob Di Bortoli. Describing the reasons for the recommendation, Di Bortoli said, "The city's cash flow requirements vary from month to month, as we have to deal with paying off our expenditures or collecting revenues. And the various revenues that we do receive are usually from taxation, water billing, and receiving government grants." The recommendation authorizes staff to borrow up to 50% of the total estimated revenues of the municipality as set out in the budget adopted for the year, until September 30th, reducing to 25% of the total estimated revenues, in the remainder of the year. The revenues described total approximately $25 million annually, however, the bylaw caps the temporary borrowing at $5 million, or the amount determined by formula, whichever is less. The staff report did not specify a future method of public reporting to council. Council did not ask for one. Cost of borrowing. The report informed, there is no direct impact on the budget as a result of this bylaw. To the extent that funds are borrowed during 2025, there will be an interest cost during the period of said borrowings. Council did not inquire where the interest cost for the borrowing would be taken from if funds are borrowed. The 2025 operations budget was set at the Ad Hoc Budget Committee meeting, February 19, when it was approved unanimously with all members of council present. Will the authority to borrow without council oversight be in the hands of new staff? The bylaw authorizes the SAO and the treasurer to borrow. It is expected these positions will soon be filled with new staff. The city has been without a treasurer since last summer. A new treasurer was recently announced and is expected to start on April 14. Information received on February 28, 2025. In response to a Freedom of Information request, informs that during a closed session of Council on April 15, 2024, the SAO contracted service was extended 2 years from an end date of December 31, 2024, to December 31, 2026. 2 months ago, a memo from the interim SAO dated January 9 requested Council approve $39,300 for an executive search to locate a new SAO. We are not taking out a loan right now, we're simply establishing a safeguard. Council's questions focused on the routine nature of the request. Deputy Mayor Charles Flintoff asked the first question in the form of a comment. Just a comment that might turn into a question, Mr. Di Bortoli. Just so the public out there, so they totally, hopefully they all understand it. We are not taking out a loan right now. We're giving ourselves the capability, if we ever need it, that we would use it. I'm involved in another group, since I've been on council, and we've done the exact same thing. So, am I right in saying that, Mr. Di Bortoli? Di Bortoli. That's correct, Councillor Flintoff. We're simply establishing a safeguard in the event that we find ourselves in a cash flow position, where we would require extra money from the borrowing, Di Bortoli said. How routine is it for Elliott Lake? Counts. Merrill Seidel inquired, I believe this is something we do every year on a yearly basis. Like, have a bylaw in place in case we do need to borrow. Am I correct in that? Di Bortoli, you are correct. It has been done in the past on an annual basis. I don't believe it was done last year, no? Elliott Lake today reviewed historical council meeting minutes. The most recent temporary borrowing by law passed was 18-61 on November 26, 2018. The city clerk confirmed it was the most recent. Just good financial management, interim SAO. I'm not sure the rationale as to why it wasn't completed in 2024, but we're definitely positioning ourselves in the event. And this is just good financial management, Di Bortoli said. How often implemented? I don't recall it being utilized. Mayor Andrew Wanen. Okay, one final question from me. Historically, how often has this been implemented? Di Bortoli. To my recollection, when I was around for the first period, I don't ever recall it being utilized. None of the council members asked why the recommendation is coming forward now or what reporting the council will receive. On Tuesday, Elliot Lake today reached out to Counts. Norman Mann, chair of the Finance and Administration Standing Committee, and asked what reporting the council and citizens will receive. A reply has not been received by the time of publication. Previous story: Council to consider staff's request for borrowing authority.